This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudanese Army says it is coordinating efforts to evacuate citizens and diplomats from the United States, Britain, China, and France out of the country on military airplanes. Fighting persisted in the capital on Saturday, going into Sunday, including at its main airport. The military said that the Army Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan had spoken to leaders of various countries requesting safe evacuations of their citizens and diplomats from Sudan, which has been roiled by bloody fighting for the past week. Countries have struggled to repatriate their citizens amid closely and deadly clashes that have killed over 400 people and counting so far. With Sudan's main international airport closed, foreign countries have ordered their citizens to simply shelter in place until they can figure out evacuation plans. As the war rages on between Russia and Ukraine, on the front lines, a new war of technology has been born, with both sides hoping for an advantage with drones and satellites. Details from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The two sides have kept pace with one another so far. Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, told the AP he was confident Ukraine could out-motivate Russia. Fedorov explained how crucial technology was for both sides in order to stay ahead in the war. Technologies allow traditional and modern artillery to be more accurate, and they help save the lives of our soldiers. He acknowledged that Russia was also aware of the importance of technology on the battlefield and was actively developing and improving its own. He said the Ukrainian government was planning investments in new technology projects to encourage further competition and innovation. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is VOA News. 17 apartment buildings were evacuated Saturday in a Russian city near the Ukrainian border after an explosive device was found at the site where the bomb accidentally dropped by a Russian warplane caused a powerful blast this week. That bomb late Thursday rocked part of Belgorod, leaving a large crater and three people injured. The Russian Defense Ministry quickly acknowledged that a weapon accidentally released by one of its own Su-34 bombers caused that explosion. Ministry said an investigation was underway but did not elaborate on the details of the weapon, which military experts said likely was a powerful 500-kilogram bomb. A judge in Mexico has ordered the immigration director of the northern border state of Chihuahua to stand trial on charges of homicide, injuries, and failure to perform his duties for a deadly fire at a migrant detention center. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The judge ordered Salvador Gonzalez held in prison pending trial. Gonzalez is a retired Navy Rear Admiral. Judge Juan Jose Chavez says there's evidence that Gonzalez failed to do his duty to protect the migrants. 40 migrants died in the March 27th fire in the border city of Ciudad Juarez after a migrant allegedly set fire to foam mattresses to protest a supposed transfer. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
10 civilians and 3 soldiers were killed and 88 insurgents neutralized in multiple incidents across Mali on Saturday. That's according to the government. In a wave of bloodshed, it described as a resurgence of terrorist incidents. Government said in a statement that early Saturday morning, suspected insurgents attacked the Sevier airport area in the central Mopti region. The blast destroyed some houses at the airport surrounding area, which is home to the Malian government and military camp. On this Earth Day weekend, many Americans say that they have experienced an extreme weather event that can be linked to climate change, but most say they're not motivated to take action. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us why.
Overall, about 80% of U.S. adults say they've personally felt the effects of extreme weather, like extreme heat or drought. But according to an Associated Press NORC Center poll, half the respondents have spoken with family or friends about climate change, but only a small number feel motivated or hopeful about things changing. President Biden addressed that Friday.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.